Father, your work of faith. And this is the work of faith, the work that springs from faith. Now, many of you, the first, Paul contrasts faith and work, and makes them diametrically opposed, because he wants to ensure the idea and ensure the fact in uppermost in everybody's mind that man is saved by faith, not by work. But where this problem does not arise, and where this question is not to be dealt with, he insists that the true faith is active and busy, as long as people understand that salvation comes from God alone. He does not hesitate to speak of the good work which characterize the Christian life and the life of faith. Of course, these are not self-chosen works. They are the works which God himself chooses and approves. And so, in their life and in ours, Paul is thankful for the work of faith, which also is a labor of love, a laborious work, a full placing into power and into our activity all of our energy. It is the kind of self-sacrificing work that brings complete fatigue, because a man has spent himself in the work of love, in the labor of love. But this is a different love, a different word, and a new idea than that which had been bruited about the Mediterranean world and the Roman Empire for many, many years. This is agape, a special kind of love. But as you well know, the Greeks had three different words for love. And this last one, agape, or God's love, was used very seldom until the Christians took hold of it, understood it, and gave it a new meaning in their particular life. And so it's a new idea, that of God's love for us, which was so great that, unworthy as we are, he still sent his Son to live and die as a sacrifice on the cross because of his love for us, unworthy though we be. And so this is God's love, active love, which we see in the cross. But this love of God, when it comes to man, forces a decision from man. Man must either yield to this love and in turn be transformed by it, or he must reject it completely. And Paul gives thanks to God for this congregation, for the group of Christians, and for the Christians of all times who have realized the divine love working in them and have answered with the self-sacrifice and self-giving labor, this labor which results in and is based upon the steadfastness of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ. And this all culminates in a solid certainty of the absolute and comforting active presence of God in our lives and in the world. This confidence of hope and expectation of the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ in glory, at which time we will take up, tired, fatigued, worn out with our labor of love for our fellow men, our reflection of God's great love to us in the lives of others, who will take us to himself to live and reign with him in the kingdom of glory forever. And so these are the ingredients. Paul says, in an active state, he combines faith, love, and hope. And this is the pattern of life which God, which Paul praises and is thankful for among the church of the Thessalonians. And it can well be a pattern for us in our personal lives and in our professional aspirations, both now and in the future. As we strive for this expression of an active faith, filled with works of faith, labors of love, and showing a steadfastness of faith. For we know, brethren, beloved by God, that He has chosen you. Amen. And may the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting.